I wake up at 7 o'clock. My husband Jack wakes up at the same time. He gets up immediately, but I stay in bed. Jack brings me a cup of tea at about 7:15, and then I get up at 7:30. We have a son, Simon, and a daughter, Julia. They get up at about 8 o'clock. Julia has a shower first, then Simon. We usually have breakfast together, and then Simon and Julia leave for college. Julia is often late because she always watches TV after breakfast, but Simon always catches the bus on time, even though he always does the washing up before he leaves the house. I'm a designer, and I don't need to travel to work because I have an office here in the house. Jack works in a bank. It's in the city centre, so he drives to work, but if the weather's nice, he sometimes walks. He has lunch with colleagues. I have lunch at home. I make something simple because we usually have a big meal in the evening for dinner. And of course, Simon and Julia have lunch at college. After college, Simon usually goes to the gym, and Julia sometimes plays chess with a friend. My husband often goes shopping on the way home and buys something for dinner, and I usually clean the house, and then I often read the newspaper, or sometimes, if I have time, I phone a friend for a chat. We prepare dinner together. Jack's an excellent cook. Simon and Julia like cooking too. I don't like it as much, but I'm quite good. Sometimes Jack goes to watch Simon play basketball at the sports centre. But Simon usually takes the bins out, and Julia usually does the washing up. Later, before we go to bed, Jack and I watch TV for a while, usually with Simon, and Julia chats with her friends online on her laptop. We all go to bed at about 11 o'clock, but I don't go to sleep immediately. I always read for at least half an hour before I turn off the light.